This is the Breaker.News podcast for the week of October 21st, 2018. Welcome. I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News and host of the Breaker.News podcast. The Breaker is your source for news, opinion, and analysis about British Columbia issues, institutions, and influencers. Later, I'll tell you how you can support the Breaker. On this special edition, reaction to the October 20th municipal elections. Vancouver has a new mayor. Former Burnaby NDP MP Kennedy Stewart edged Ken Sim of the NPA in a nail-biter. Vision Vancouver was wiped out of city council. Coming in are five women from the NPA, three members of the Vancouver Green Party, and one each from Cope and One City. I'll be joined by pollster Mario Canseco of Research Co., who predicted that Stewart would beat Sim. Also joining me is Andy Yan of the City Program at Simon Fraser University. Burnaby has a new mayor, ex-fire chief Mike Hurley, who defeated Derek Corrigan. Burnaby also has a punk rocker on City Council. I'll be joined by Joe Keithley of DOA, who ended the Burnaby Citizens Association's stranglehold. Later, I'll tell you how you can support the Breaker. Veteran Vancouver pollster Mario Canseco is known for shrewd observations of politics. He is also now known as the pollster who called the 2018 Vancouver election. For months, his research said that Kennedy Stewart was the frontrunner, with the NPA's Ken Sim looking over his shoulder. I talked to Mario after he appeared as a commentator on CTV's election night coverage.
Talk about this wild ride we had for so many months. Who was in, who was out. And then how we arrived here tonight.
Well, definitely there's a turning point when Ian Campbell steps down as the candidate for Vision Vancouver. It's a situation that enables a lot of that support that would have gone for him to go to Shona Sylvester, but more so to Kennedy Stewart. And that essentially turns this into a three-way race. I think there were a lot of people who were happy with Shona Sylvester doing well. I think there's a future for her maybe in federal politics. There's a federal election happening in a year and 1 month, and I think there's an opportunity for her to run for the Liberal Party. They need to defend some seats in the city of Vancouver, and that would definitely work well. And also, I think we saw a lot of people who were undecided at the end. In my final poll, we had 33% of people who didn't know who to vote for. 41% of them were women. Some of them went to Shona, some of them went to Ken Sim, and some of them went to Kennedy Stewart. So it's definitely a situation where the election was close more than anything, because a lot of people just made up their minds at the final moment.
And we had Wai Young beat Hector Bremner. Hector Bremner, a sitting city councillor, who came in fifth. Last year, he became a city councillor after a Vision Vancouver candidate came in fifth. He had the most hype coming in, the glossiest campaign, but also the most controversial campaign with the Peter Wall billboards, which distracted from his message, as he said himself.
Well, I think he knew that it was a very difficult situation after the whole Peter Wall thing began. Wai Young, similar situation. They get around 6 or 7% of the vote, both of them. You put that level of votes in Ken Sim's column for the NPA, and we would be talking about a completely different situation. So I think a lot of people were worried about the center-left split, but the center-right split was also particularly important. You have a situation where without Wai Young running, without Hector Bremner having a splinter party that looks a little bit like the NPA, we could be in a situation where the NPA nominee would have done a lot better than he did last night, because it's already the morning.
There's two schools of thought on that you had three parties on the right that seemed to have an objective to beat the NPA instead of the prize to take power at City Hall. But you also had a situation where maybe the NPA wasn't the big tent party that it could have, should have been. There's those two schools of thought that will be debating for quite a while.
Well, there is definitely an element to that, because, you know, Ken Sim came very close to turning this into an upset. But his level of support is lower than 30%. Kirk Lapointe got 41% of the vote the last time. So there's definitely a drop in the level of support for the NPA in the mayoral race. They did well in council, partly because a lot of their voters voted for the whole slate. But we start to get into the calculation. What would have happened if the NPA runs five candidates instead of eight, or six candidates instead of eight? They run run eight, so a little bit of that votes get spread out among several councillors. I think the biggest surprise of the night, in a way, is that Vancouver will have a council with eight women and two men, and the two men are coming from the Greens. I don't think a lot of people saw that.
And we have a council that has, you've got Jean Swanson on the far left with Pope. You've got some people moderate to right in the NPA. You've got the Greens, and you've got One City. It's a real mix. There will be some polarization on some issues, but there will be pressure on Kennedy Stewart to really be the traffic cop. He will want to put together his program, but he will want to also have consensus. Otherwise, this is going to be a mess over 4 years.
Well, it'll be very difficult, I think. You know, he is coming in with the lowest percentage of votes for any mayor that has been elected in this century. You know, 29%, maybe 30%. This is definitely lower than what we've seen in the past, so it's going to be tough. But ultimately, we might be in for a return to the actual party system that we had before. Are you in a situation where now Cope and One City unite, maybe the Greens unite, everybody's sort of on the same page when it comes to center-left politics? Do you do something like what Jonathan Cote did in New West? Start your own party that is around the image of the mayor? I guess it depends on how the first couple of years go before they decide to do something like that. But it's not an easy scenario. At least he has five people he can work with. If it were four or three, we would be looking into something similar to what is happening in Burnaby, where the mayor is going to be there with only one councillor.
Mm-hmm. And there's much made about independent candidates. Of course, Kennedy Stewart officially independent, Shauna Sylvester officially independent, but the independent candidates for city council didn't come anywhere near being competitive to get even in the top 10. What about that? They all seem to come back to the brand. The voters came back to the brands.
I think so. You know, one of the issues here is they certainly didn't go back to the Vision brand. It was a very destructive night for those who were running. But with the independents, I think there's a little bit of an aspect of once you vote for the slate that you like, you start to choose some independents. And, you know, Sarah Blith was the closest one. Adrian Crook, for instance. There was no consensus independent candidate that was going to get things done. If you were a center-left voter, you were more likely to choose Sarah. If you were a center-right voter, you were more likely to look at other candidates. So there was no independent that the residents could coalesce around, and I think that's one of the reasons. There's a lot of votes for independents. There's just spread out evenly amongst all of them.
And other municipalities, Richmond, Malcolm Brody has returned. He's the senior mayor of Metro Vancouver now.
Yes.
And the change candidate, Hong Guo, her baggage caught up to her.
Yeah, it was a very difficult situation for them to be able to live up to this. Now, we haven't heard anything about what the fraud allegations could do, and we're still waiting for a couple of investigations to be over. But it was certainly a difficult night for those who were running against some incumbents. In other places, we had surprises. Port Moody, we're going to have the youngest mayor we've had in a long time because the situation didn't work out as well for the incumbent as it could have.
And of course, Burnaby, Derek Corrigan is the ex-mayor after so many years. A firefighter in 1987 opened the door to the Burnaby Citizens Association. A firefighter extinguished the Burnaby Citizens Association mayor tonight. They still have an overwhelming majority on council. Joe Keithley is the other element there. And then, of course, Surrey, the biggest change there with Tom Gill losing to Doug McCallum, who made his comeback second time lucky.
Well, two very different elections in those two cities. Burnaby, it was essentially Hurley winning the election over Corrigan, but not really doing a lot with his slate. Keithley gets in there, so he only has one councillor to work with. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the councillors. Do they decide to oppose everything that Hurley's doing and hope for a comeback for Burnaby 4 years from now, or do you essentially say, well, this is the only way to get things done in the city? Surrey is an interesting case because none of the incumbents who were running for council came back. The only one for Surrey First is Linda Annis, who works with Crime Stoppers and has a very high profile. She's the only one there. So McCallum pretty much has the opportunity to do whatever he wants. You know, he doesn't have the super duper majority with everybody on council, but he can certainly steer legislation through.
That was Mario Canseco of Research Co. joining me on the Breaker.News podcast. Andy Yan is the director of the City Program at Simon Fraser University. I asked Andy what the 2018 Vancouver Civic election meant to him.
Well, I think that it really shows really how Vancouver was seeking a change, a not only a generational change, but I think a fundamental political change, that these ideas of left or right wing kind of traditional politics in terms of policies have really, I think, doesn't really cover where Vancouver has gone in this particular election. I think frankly the biggest winners are of course the Greens, and in one way you can almost view this election as really about a green sweep of the electorate. Doing exceedingly well, I think. Of course, depending on how David Wong does, really getting all their candidates within the in council, but then a sizable measure in sizable number in school board as well as parks board.
And the NPA has increased its footprint on city council with a slate of women.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. And I think that that's going to probably bring in another dynamic. I think that, you know, the old image of the NPA as literally the old white boys club is pretty, I think, strongly set aside. And I think it's not only in the symbolic running of Ken Sim, but then really this particular pattern in council.
With Kennedy Stewart as mayor, do you think that there will be deadlock on city council, or do you think that they can find consensus? You've got some of the members of the NPA who have been elected are moderate. Colleen Hardwick, for instance.
Indeed.
You have Jean Swanson, who is further on the left. But you do have this interesting mix that could perhaps make things happen.
Right. Well, I'd like to think that it's first, you know, there's of course a big difference between winning the race as opposed to doing your job, and that this is really certainly where the race has been won. But then the question will be, can they do their jobs? And moving forward, I think the job is really going to be more of a civic engineer. In terms of making compromises, working with each other. And I call it a civic engineer because that person is going to have to build bridges as opposed to extend walls. And I think that that's going to be one of the big challenges, is that it's, of course, really easy in politics to build walls, particularly when you have a majority in council, to make sure every policy you do is passed. But then I think in this particular kind of fractured council, a mayor and council, I think it brings in the need to build these walls, much less even extend tables.
This was supposed to have been the NPA's to win. You know, conventional wisdom is when the provincial government turns left, the city of Vancouver City Hall turns right. This didn't happen. Ken Sim, who was unknown in the spring, did have a respectable showing. However, if you look at the numbers of people from, you know, Hector Bremner, from Y Young, Fred Harding, these three parties, which you've got to ask the question, were these three parties running for City Hall, or were they running to beat the NPA? The vote splitting on the right was one of the stories tonight.
Right. Similarly, what would have happened if Shauna Sylvester did not run, and with that, and what if there was a vision mayoral candidate, what would have happened on that kind of center left kind of position that Kennedy Stewart would have had a bigger buffer. But I think that that's really a really interesting question for what happened to the Sims campaign, to the Sim campaign, as really did those voters just to move from the NPA into those other parties, or frankly did they just not actually have a chance at all? Because you'd think about the people behind the Hector Bremner campaign, a lot of them I think followed a much stronger, say, pro-supply YIMBY type of agenda, for which I think it's not necessarily one that many, that especially with what's been built in the city, that many of the residents of the city of Vancouver feels is the top priority when it comes to housing policy. Housing policy is, of course, both supply and demand measures. And really, I think this really shows really the limitations of that idea of focusing upon a straight supply measure, supply side type of approaches towards housing. And in this, and I think it's also coupled with the fact that with Fred Harding and Wei Young, it also touches upon, I think, the particular politics, the more law and order, say certainly with Fred Harding and his approach towards city governance. And Wei Yang, I think, really appeals to a particular. I like to think she appeals to a crescent, but a crescent from the west side right on through the southeast section of the city. That type of particular that type of a voter is what Wei Yang really appealed to. But I think once the data comes out, I think it we'll see how the data charts out in terms of where each party or candidate actually got their votes.
And then looking outside of Vancouver and Richmond, status quo, Mayor Malcolm Brody wins. The challenge from Hong Guo, the real estate and immigration lawyer, very controversial real estate and immigration lawyer, never really amounted to anything. In Burnaby, the surprise there, Derek Corrigan's career as mayor is over, and Mike Hurley, the former fire chief, wins. And then in Surrey, another change there, Doug McCallum resumes the mayoralty. He was the mayor until 2005, and Surrey First appears to be decimated. Tom Gill, the heir apparent to Linda Heppner, lost early tonight.
Right. And I think it talks to really the levels of this satisfaction in the region when it comes particularly to housing affordability. But then I think, unfortunately, I know certainly I would have preferred a conversation with housing affordability mixed in with issues of economic development and transportation, especially under an umbrella of the issues of climate change. That I think within each municipality, I think they're respectively coping with the issues of development and where their respective cities are going to. But then I think the more troubling issue for me actually is actually how discussions about regional cooperation, regional fair share, didn't necessarily coalesce as much in for these particular campaigns, and whether that comes forward as they kind of come in and form the governing bodies behind the Metro Vancouver board. I think that's really going to be interesting to see. But I think it covers really again that change that many cities in the region are facing. And I mean, you also have to acknowledge the role of generational change and really the emergence of the Gen Xers and millennials in towards their own political consciousness. And this is I think marking that change.
That was Andy Yan, director of the City Program at Simon Fraser University.
Yeah, I want to do an Alice Cooper song for you about getting elected. That's right. I'm your top prime cut of meat. I want to be elected. I'm a canuck with a hockey stick. I want to be elected. Kids want a savior, don't need a fake. I wanna be elected. We're all gonna rock to the rules I make. I wanna be elected. Elected, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Elected.
Joe Keithley is the leader of DOA, one of the world's most influential punk rock bands. DOA's motto is talk minus action equals zero. Keithley has taken action for decades. He's run in various elections off and on, but he finally was elected to Burnaby City Council with the Greens on October 20th.
After all these years of running in so many elections, you finally become elected. How does it feel?
Hard to believe in one sense, and the other sense, I knew that people in Burnaby would come through, and it's a good choice, and I'm really grateful. There are people in Burnaby that voted for me, and you know what? It's great to have a new mayor in there. And put it this way, Mike and I are going to make a huge difference to Burnaby, and we will stop the demo evictions for starters.
It's going to be an interesting time because still Burnaby Citizens Association has an overwhelming majority on council. You'll be two votes with Mike Hurley. Do you think there could be a chance to bring some consensus to the table to sway some of those Burnaby Citizens Association councillors to understand that they lost their leader? They lost their leader in this election, so maybe they have to change their ways.
I think so. I think, it's a pretty resounding result that Mike got, beating like a five-term mayor, or four-term, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's like 16 years. So the message has been sent by the people. The Greens did really well. I got elected, and we also like carried the next two spots. So we came really close, like to electing three, right? So, or you know, like close to that. So I think that people, they'll see the way, and the citizens have been like completely outraged at some of the things going on in Burnaby. And you know, put it this way, the BCA will come around.
So what does this mean to fans of DOA, fans of your music? You're going to have to be a politician now and go to a lot of city council meetings. What does this mean for the band?
You know what? I think we'll do special shows, like probably just like festivals, like one-offs, like fly in on a weekend and play like a big festival or like a big hall or something like that. And you know, it'd be a lot different. We spent like 40 years traveling around, played 4,000 shows, and the fans have been incredible. My bandmates have been incredible, and doesn't mean DOA is dead, but obviously it won't be like active the same way, right? So.
And tonight, before I let you go tonight, how are you going to celebrate this?
Well, it's great. I've got my entire family, except my oldest son. He's in Toronto, but my entire family's over here. And all the Green candidates and volunteers and their families are over at our house in South Burnaby. And everybody's really happy. And we've also elected a school trustee in Burnaby as well. So for the Green Party, which is really great. And Christine Cunningham is going to be like a really thoughtful addition to the school trustees. So we've kind of broken the monopoly in two ways, and I know the Vancouver Greens are doing well. So I think people can see that the Greens are, you know, we're collaborative. We'll work with people and get things done, and we're just going to celebrate that. I mean, just like, and you know, probably have a couple beer too. We are Canadian.
Exactly. You're going to go and jam with Mike Early?
Yeah, we did 2 weeks ago with my old buddy Jim Burns at the Firefighters Hall. It was like Jim, Mike, and I. And our guitar player up on stage, and we did Folsom Prison Blues, and we did Let's Work Together by Canned Heat, and it was really fun, right? So great to have a couple of musicians elected. Yeah, good point. Thank you.
That was Joe Keithley of the Burnaby Greens, the newest member of Burnaby City Council.
I never lied to you, always been cool. I want to be elected. I got to get the vote, told you about school. I want to be elected. I want to be elected, elected, elected. I want to be selected. Everyone in British Columbia. I want to be elected, elected, yeah.
That's it for the Breaker.News podcast for the week of October 21st, 2018. I'm Bob Mackin. Thanks for joining me. Send me your feedback. Send me your story ideas to bob@thebreaker.news. Bookmark thebreaker.news. You can also find us at thebreaker.ca. Sign up for the email newsletter and get updates to your inbox. For news as it happens, follow The Breaker News on Twitter and visit thebreaker.news on Facebook. You can support The Breaker for as little as $2 a month. For more information, go to patreon.com/thebreakernews. patreon.com/thebreakernews. Until next week.